I want to start off by giving a little bit of background about our grand. We're going to start with our grandparents who immigrated to America. Well, let's start with our grandfather then. His name was Kaichiro Nakayama. He was born in 1879 in Toyama Prefecture in Japan, which is northwest of Tokyo on the opposite side of the island, so it's near the Sea of Japan. He immigrated to the United States in 1907, and he lived first in Mitchell, Nebraska from 1909 to 1918. So what do you know about why they left Nebraska, and why did they settle in Las Cruces, New Mexico?
Okay. Our grandfather had been a member of the military, and he and one of his brothers had fought in the 1904-1905, the Japanese war with Russia. And he had perhaps sustained some injuries from that. And so living there in Nebraska, especially in these cold winters, was pretty hard on the body that had some injuries. And so they felt that they were going to go. The Peters had apparently had a little bit of land in South Texas, and they were going to, he told my grandfather that he could go and farm this land in South Texas. Mr. Peters apparently had never, as what I understand, had not really seen this and had never worked it, so didn't know what he was getting into. But they took the train, and they got as far as Las Cruces. This was about the end of 1917 or probably the beginning of 1918, and our grandmother was pregnant with a second son, with a second child, and she was sick. So they got off the train and stayed for a while in Las Cruces, where she recovered. My grandfather looked around and found that there was land that he could lease, and so felt that this might be a reasonable place to stay. And so, as I say, the rest is history. He stayed, and they were able to lease some land. They found a place to live. They lived their initial years in this area in the Shalem community, which was an old, now abandoned, utopian community, very near, actually located on the Rio Grande River, and just north of Las Cruces, about 5 or 6 miles north. So, and there they began their life here in this area. In this community.
Another thing that I remember is another reason for them finding this area attractive was that the Elephant Butte Dam had just been built, had been completed a couple of years before that. So irrigation was just arriving in the area, and the opportunity to have irrigated farming in the desert was another reason that farming could now potentially be profitable in this area.
That's right. And I guess one of the other stories that I remember also, too, that is that to build a system of canals and drainage ditches which would service this Elephant Butte Dam, that they asked various farmers to bring their equipment. In this case, it was mainly horses and mules, and to help with the digging of ditches. And according to what Daddy says, he says that our grandfather brought his team and did work on some of these drainage ditches or canals, helping to dig them.